Hello, my name is Vance Hughes, and this is my blog, Direction. Lately, I've been using my GPS a lot, almost to the point where if I don't use that cool little map in my car, I have no clue where I'm going. It's my guide and comfort zone to help me know I'm on the right path and headed in the right direction. Now, if you are like me, sometimes I think I know better than the GPS. The GPS will want me to take a turn that I know is not the fastest way. It almost yells at me as I get closer to the turn, and in my heart and head, I know that I have to keep going in the direction I want to go. Even as I pass the turn the GPS wanted to take, it starts yelling at me, "Please take the next U-turn." Then eventually it says recalculating, and the ETA changes, and it's like 30 minutes longer than the way it had me going. Then what happens? I see red stoplights ahead, and I'm stuck in traffic. You see, God wants to be our GPS, and for the most part, as Christians, we listen to what the GPS is saying, and we stay on the right path. But then we see a fork in the road, and without prayer, we choose to do what we want, even when all the signs are pointing in the other direction. Then we find ourselves in a jam, wondering how we got there. Just like the GPS is there to help us get out of the jam we caused for ourselves, God is by our side, helping us through the jam as well. I wonder how many traffic jams we could avoid if we would just let our guide, the GPS or God, do what they are meant to do in the first place. God will be there every step of the way, even if we choose to go down our own path. But how much better would it be if we just trusted Him from the start and let Him guide us the whole way? Why? Because God is good all the time.